What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker. Filling in for Mark Cox this week. Kim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I was looking at some more stories here, and we might have to talk more about this. Of course, one of the big stories is that there's great progress being made in Ukraine with Russia, at least saying here's a checklist of things that could lead us to peace. I thought Marco Rubio explained it very well, and we may have to play that clip again a little bit later, but I find Marco Rubio to be someone that when he explains something, you're like, oh, I totally get it now. Not in a, I'm going to try to teach you kind of way, but it puts it into the right context that it makes sense. Like, okay, now I get what's happening. And I appreciate that. And I think that's a real powerful type of communication that some people have, some people don't. I feel like I don't have that. Like I can get to things in a roundabout kind of way, but I can't be a direct, fully understand it type of way like a Marco Rubio. And I'm jealous of Marco because of that.
I agree. That is a special skill to be able to explain something that's really complicated in layman's terms where people would be more likely to understand it. Because nothing's more frustrating than when someone's telling you something, for me at least, and I'm so fixated on trying to understand what the heck they're even talking about that I stop listening to the other things they're saying because I'm still, you know, 15 words behind them thinking, what did that mean?
I know. And if you're talking to me and I have to look up a word in real time, then you lost me. I'm sorry. Because I'm going to be fixated on that word. What did he say? What does that mean in that context? Remind myself, it's like in my mind, look that up later. And then I've already missed like 30 seconds of what they've just said.
Right.
So I'm already behind. All right, let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
We don't have American soldiers there. But I feel I have an obligation to get it stopped. This was not my war. This war would have never started, not even a chance. And it didn't start for 4 years. I went 4 years and didn't start. But this is Biden's war.
This is Biden's war. I think that's what you need to remember, that when Donald Trump was in office, he used his strength in order to prevent bad things from happening. And when Joe Biden was in office, he had no strength. So bad things happened in quite frequently.
Our recruitment efforts to hire 10,000 new ICE officers has been extremely successful. Lawrence, as of today, we have over 80,000 applicants for those 10,000 positions already.
Wow, that's a lot. I heard Dean Cain, the actor, is one of them that signed up for it. So originally, he kind of denied it as in, no. But then later he said, yeah, I did.
And we will send them home. They don't belong in this country. They never should have been allowed in under the Biden administration. And so that's what this facility is in Indiana. And we're so grateful for the partnership that we're building with governors.
Alligator Alcatraz is what's in Florida. Indiana has their own version of it. I kind of like that they're coming up with names like that, which is we need to make it very clear. This is not a pleasant place to be. And even though it's like probably better than the workhouse, obviously, but it is a place where if you're either up against deportation, you've been told that you need to leave the country, you've had orders for that to happen, and you've decided to ignore those, then now's your time to, okay, pick. You want alligator, Alcatraz, or you can finally do what you've been ordered to do, which is self-deport.
President Trump could meet with Vladimir Putin as soon as next week. That doesn't mean it's going to happen next week, but
we'll see what happens. Next week, sit down. Potentially, that could be big. We've already had our quota of heavy news for the week, Kim, so we don't need any more heavy news stories right now. Let's save that for next week, please. Or it could happen tomorrow. We never know how those things go. Okay, that's your short list. So let's go back and talk about the progress that is being made between Russia and Ukraine. Are you optimistic? Do you think that there's some staying power here that potentially makes it easy for the talks to happen? Or do you think there'll be between now and then a roadblock and it'll be right where it is?
Yeah, I think it's good that Putin's open to talking with Trump, but we've seen this play out time and again. I mean, you're trying to negotiate with a dictator, and every time it seems as though Trump makes progress, Putin doesn't, live up to his end of the bargain. He ends up, doing something to retaliate against Ukraine. I just don't know if I trust Putin, I guess, is where I'm coming from. But I mean, Trump did threaten, hey, what was it? We'll cut off trade talks or increase the tariffs or whatever it was. Maybe that's enough of a threat to Putin to actually make him want to come to some sort of an agreement finally.
Yeah. Tale is old this time.
It's a great song.
It is basically what's happening. Another tale. It'll break off between now and then. It's almost a certainty, unfortunately. But I like the idea that it could happen. And if it does, this would be monumental, huge. And this is the way Marco Rubio set it up. I want to play the full clip because I think the way he explains where we're at is a way to make it so you're not overly optimistic, but at the same time realize this is progress. James, if we can play clip number 9.
Is Ambassador Steve Witkoff coming back with a ceasefire proposal?
Yes.
It's like a ceasefire on Thursday, a ceasefire on Friday, a ceasefire on Monday. Is that in the cards? Was that discussed at this meeting?
Well, I don't know about timing in terms of that. That's the specific timing of it is not discussed. I think what we have is a better understanding of the conditions under which Russia would be prepared to end the war. We now have to compare that to what the Ukrainians and our European allies, but the Ukrainians primarily, of course, are willing to accept. And what you try to see is how far can you get these two positions closer? How can you get these two positions closer to each other? If we can get what the Ukrainians will accept and what the Russians will accept close enough, then I think there's the opportunity for the president to have a meeting that includes both Putin and Zelensky to try to close this thing out.
Isn't that the way he explains it is so great?
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly illustrated in your mind. Here is the logical course of events that need to happen in order for the sit down. We already got the first thing checked off. Now we got to get the second thing, which is, hey, Ukraine, we got the list from Russia. We need your list. Let's see what we can agree on. And once we get close enough, you get them in the same room, you get the deal done. That's how negotiations work. And do you think Joe Biden could have ever accomplished anything like this?
Well, no. And remember when Tucker Carlson, who went and interviewed Vladimir Putin, and he brought up Biden, Tucker did. And Putin basically said, I haven't talked to Biden in like 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's just sad. He didn't do anything. Assuming that Putin was telling the truth, you can, I guess, decide whether you think that you that's true or not. But the point is, Biden did not seem interested at all in trying to end this war. He just wanted to fund Ukraine and not hold them. I mean, you can still you can help an ally, but there has to be some level of accountability. You don't just write a blank check.
Yeah, but to be fair to Putin and Biden, many of Biden's cabinet members haven't talked to him in 3 years.
Probably true.
Yeah. Peter Ducey brought this up too on Fox. This is clip number 10.
President Trump could meet with Vladimir Putin as soon as next week. That doesn't mean it's going to happen next week, but I have been told the way it was described to me is that earlier today, the president's envoy, Steve Witkoff, was in Moscow meeting with Vladimir Putin. Putin said he wants to meet with Trump. Witkoff told Trump, and President Trump said he is open to a meeting like that, as well as a meeting with Zelensky somewhere in the world. as long as the meeting means the end of the war in Ukraine.
So we have to put the context in the meeting. As long as that with this, if the goal here is to end the war, this is what we'll meet over. We're not going to talk about other things. We're not going to catch up with, how's the weather? Oh, boy. How about those Cardinals? Nope, not going to be like that, Kim.
Let's see what happens. I mean, I would love to be a fly on the wall in that conversation, especially if somehow it ends up being the three of them together. I don't know that that will happen. I feel like it would be a separate meeting between, you know, Trump and Zelensky and Trump and Putin, and then Trump's kind of the liaison who orchestrates the deal. But if they could all come together and meet, oh my gosh, I would love to be in on that conversation.
Yep. So I think there's a lot of potential there, and hopefully it plays out that way. Maybe we can play the full clip. Yeah, we got a minute here, but let's do clip number two. This is Donald Trump talking about Ukraine and what the mess looked like when he got back into office.
Mr. President, what was the breakthrough today? Did Vladimir Putin make...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some kind of concession that he hasn't been willing to make before?
I don't call it a breakthrough. I mean, we've been working on this a long time. There are thousands of young people dying, mostly soldiers, but also, you know, missiles being hit into Kiev and other places. But in terms of soldiers, I think Russia's lost over 20,000 since the beginning of the year. 20,000. And I guess the estimate for Ukraine is about 9,000. It's a terrible situation. We want to get it stopped. You know, we don't have American soldiers there, but I feel I have an obligation to get it stopped. This was not my war. This war would have never started, not even a chance. And it didn't start for 4 years. I went 4 years and didn't start. But this is Biden's war. This was was on his watch.
It was. It was Biden's war. It's on his watch. A lot of people have died. We want to end this. I don't know how committed Russia is, but they should be highly motivated to end this. It would be good for them. Ukraine is highly motivated. Unfortunately, I think the big sticking point is, what about the territories that Russia took over? Are they going to be reverted back or not? That's going to be a really hard sell for Ukraine. I don't know how they're going to negotiate around that, but there's got to be some magic left in the tank. Let's see if old Donald Trump can do it. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. So tariffs are causing some disruptions. So is it today's the day the reciprocal tariffs take place on a dozen trading partners? So I haven't really heard much of a delay on this one. It looks like this is probably going to go through, at least in the temporary. The back and forth with the tariffs, Kim, does that concern you? Are you someone that looks at that as, all right, we can't keep on doing this forever, so let's just figure it out already?
To a degree, I do trust Trump. I think he knows what he's doing. And he has been able to use the threat of tariffs and increasing tariffs as leverage to secure some of these deals. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just trying to tell myself that even though I want to be a little bit nervous about it, I don't love it. Ultimately, I think this is what needs to happen. And he sees a lot more than I would ever be able to see. He has the bigger picture.
Yeah. We went through some pretty terrible, wicked, terrible inflation, and it made a lot of things expensive. I'm cheap. I remember when my grandma would complain about things like, back in my day, this used to cost a nickel.
Oh, you know,
and now it's a dollar. I can't believe it. So that's where I'm at. But I'm not my grandma's age when those things started to sink in. So I'm like half my grandma's age when those things started to sink in. So when I look at that and I say, okay, much like my grandma, when things got more expensive, she just stopped buying it. She's like, I'm done. And, you know, it's so funny. She was a smoker. And when the cost of a pack of cigarettes got high enough, she's like, I'm not paying that much. And she quit smoking just because of the cost of cigarettes, which is kind of a rarity.
That is rare.
It also played off about how stubborn she was, which maybe I should admire her stubbornness. And I'm almost like that out of pure principle. I'm just like, I'm not doing that no more. I'm not paying $2 for a crunchy taco at Taco Bell. That is not happening.
Taco Bell is what you're mad about?
Everything. I'm mad about everything. And even going through the drive-thru with very little exception, I don't want to pay $9 for a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. I don't want to pay $7 for any chicken sandwich. This is ridiculous. But it was like back in, you know, when Starbucks came to the scene and they're charging $6 for a cup of coffee. And you're like, who in their right mind would pay $6 for coffee? Well, a lot of people do pay $6 for a cup of coffee. It's looked at as a luxury. I don't look at Taco Bell as a luxury. It'll never be looked at as a luxury for me.
I could go for Crunchwrap Supreme, though. That does sound good.
You know, my wife makes Crunchwrap Supremes at home, and they are so good.
That's the new thing. I keep seeing videos of people making their own Crunchwrap Supremes.
I love it. It's well worth the effort and time. It does take a lot of effort. Don't get me wrong. But man, you can slam two and you didn't spend $20 doing it. And you know, another funny thing, when we were looking to adopt our dog, the dog that we have now in our house, we wanted our son to name our dog. And he said, I want to name our dog Crunchwrap Supreme.
Stop. Did you go with, what is your dog's name?
Well, my wife vetoed that because we thought, Crunchy would be a great name for a dog. Good old Crunchy. Crunchwrap Supreme is with, went with Molly.
Oh, okay. That's not even close.
More traditional, yes.
I'd say so.
It was a children's book, and one of the animals were named Molly. She's like, oh, that's a good name. Okay, we'll do that. So we did that. But in my heart of hearts, I believe Crunchwrap Supreme would have been a much better name for our dog.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Well, so the tariff situation is tough. The other part of the tariff situation is that they're saying the cost of car insurance is also going through the roof. So if you think about your property taxes and everything else that you pay, when the value of your home increases, the government takes notice of that and they say, this is a great opportunity to steal more money from you. So they up your property tax based on the assessment of your home. And they take that, and while that happens, now all of a sudden the home insurance companies say, wow, your home's worth so much more now, we better charge you more for insurance. Same thing happening in the car industry. You're finding places where insurance costs are up double digits in some places, including where I live here in Michigan. And the car insurance in Michigan, the no-fault insurance garbage that we got up here, is just makes it so hard to find affordable insurance. It's impossible. You're paying way too much money in it. And same problems I think you run into in St. Louis, where you have so many uninsured drivers running around hitting things.
Oh, yeah.
Drives the price of insurance through the roof.
It's crazy. I mean, if you live in the city, in fact, my husband and I, when we first got married, we did live in the city, and you'll pay a lot more in car insurance there just because your risk of having your car swiped or broken into or whatever the case may be is a lot greater than if you're in other parts of the St. Louis area. So we actually pay less now living out about 30 minutes or so from the city itself.
Says, even without tariffs, drivers can expect a 4% rate increase in the second half of the year. The insurance comparison sites, this is from Insurify, that's the name of it. So I know it varies, but I pay way too much money compared to what I was paying in insurance in Missouri versus here in Michigan. It is through the roof.
Insurance is so crazy. We just got a bill. I had to go, we were on vacation in New Hampshire recently, and we had something come up with a baby, and there was a little, you know, scare, so we went to the hospital, and we just got our bill. Insurance paid $18. They knocked off of like $182 from the bill. We're still stuck with paying close to $900 for that really quick hospital bill. Everything was fine. It's obviously worth it for peace of mind to make sure that, you know, I was okay, baby was okay. But that's crazy. We're shelling out $900 and we're paying into insurance.
Are you got insurance through the station?
Yeah. And it's actually, he has his own because it just worked out better with coverage and stuff. And that's crazy. And I we haven't hit our deductible, and that's why we're having to pay this much. But still, it's just frustrating the way that they do this. You pay all this money, and then they still find a way to basically say, nope, we're not, we don't need to pay anything for that bill.
Such a scam. You know, I have a COVID conspiracy that I'm sticking with. And it's this is what I was going to say before. I truly believe that all of this COVID stuff and the forcing of the vaccines and the things that they're putting in it was just a master scheme by the government in order to try to force everyone on a universal health care. Things are going to get so expensive that the only way anyone could ever stay insured is if the government takes it over. That's my grand conspiracy. You're 97.1 FM Talk. We got to go.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Wright, filling in. We have ourselves a Tom Ackerman segment this morning. Good morning, Tom.
What's up, Brecker? How you doing, buddy?
Good. Well, I know that Cardinals won, which is good. It's still kind of fun to watch Ohtani pitch, though, isn't it? Even though he's on the other team.
He's the best player in the world. It is a unique thing. You just don't see it, you know? I mean, a pitcher and a hitter in the same game. And, you know, we used to see pitchers hit. We never saw somebody except Babe Ruth and then Rick Ankiel, who did it out of the fact that he couldn't find the plate and had trouble mentally getting through pitching. So he ended up making himself into a hitter, going through the minor leagues again, and he came back and had a successful run as an outfielder and a power hitter. But since then, you just don't see it. It's just amazing. Yeah. It really is amazing what Ohtani can accomplish.
Well, I don't really know your background, but, you know, I went to a small Catholic school, and you give off those type of vibes. Where did you go to grade school?
I did not go to a small Catholic school.
I love that you think he gives off the vibes. What kind of vibes are those?
Record. Catholic school vibes.
Catholic school vibes.
Am I Catholic, but I am Presbyterian, if you want to know.
Oh, okay. I
went to a public school. I went to Mason. Well, we can do the where'd you go to school. I went to Mason Ridge.
Oh, yeah, Mason Ridge.
Okay. Parkway kid growing up, through six. Then I went to Country Day, which is now MICDS.
Oh, okay.
Seven through senior year. And then I went to Indiana University. My kids go to Ladue, which I love. Love. And my oldest is going to Miami of Ohio in the fall. My youngest will be a freshman at Ladue. Both girls. There you go.
That's awesome.
School history.
Well, The point I was going towards is that when you went to a small school, like a Catholic school, pretty much if you're going to field the team, all the boys have to play, and you have to all play every position, essentially, in order just to have a team. That's what it reminds me with Ohtani. You get the one kid in the class that is so good, they can play any position and crush it.
Well, it is true that the best athletes on the team, like when you're growing up playing baseball, the best players pitched. And so it raises the question, why don't more people do it then? Why, how come you don't pitch and hit? How come we don't see more two-way players? There are a couple on the Cardinals who have done that. Mason Winn pitched and played his position. Alec Burleson was actually a really good two-way player when he was playing in college. But this is the big leagues, and it is nearly impossible to do what Ohtani is doing. He's just an amazing, amazing player. You did mention the Cardinals won the ball game yesterday. I think it's one of their best wins of the year. And who would have had – I know the answer to this. Who would have had the Cardinals winning the season series against the Dodgers? The answer is no one. Not a soul would have said that. But the Cardinals did. They took 4 out of 6 from the Dodgers this season, and that's it. And the Cardinals won a game yesterday where they looked great across the board. They got big hits. Jordan Walker put a ball in play that ended up scoring a couple of runs. And the Cardinals' bullpen, you know, the only silver lining you can see out of all of this, trading Helsley, Mats, and Maton, is that now other relievers get a chance to close games down. Mm. And yesterday, Matthew Liberatore only was able to go 4 innings. Kyle Leahy went 2 2/3 scoreless. Jojo Romero pitched an inning scoreless. And then Riley O'Brien gets his first save of his big league career, an inning and a third scoreless ball to close it out, with Ohtani standing on deck at the end of the game, not getting a chance to hit because Riley O'Brien got the final out. I mean, a very cool thing for maybe the nicest guy on the team, with some of the best stuff on the team, Riley O'Brien. I love that stuff. So these guys are getting chances now, and they will continue to over the next 2 months to show what they can do. And it doesn't get any better than that, shutting down the world champions in their own park and winning a series for your club. That's pretty cool stuff there for the Cardinals yesterday.
That's awesome. So the Hockey News came out with their preseason rankings here, and they put the Blues at number 13. Does that seem about right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good, actually. That means they're an upper half team, and I agree with that. I think they're a playoff team.
It was like the last handful of games. Not the last handful of games, but again, it was like the season really started kind of slow for them. And it wasn't until, I would say the second half, but not even really the second half, like the last quarter of their games, right, where they really started to turn things around.
Yeah, and then, you know, they had the gut-wrenching loss
in
the playoffs.
One second ago.
Just looking at their roster, actually, this morning. I mean, this is a talented team, folks. I mean, Robert Thomas, Dylan Holloway, Jake Neighbors, Jordan Kyrou, just to name a few young forwards who are excelling right now. And then you have some of the older guys, Buchnevich, Shen. You know, they're going to, Sundqvist is a guy who's going to give you some minutes and some toughness. The defense is where I raise a bit of a question. They're going to have to show me that they can come through here. And I'm talking about, you know, Justin Falk is a warrior. He's been around forever. He's going to have to give you another solid year. Colton Parayko, the same. I want to see Parayko have a really strong year. Love Tyler Tucker's toughness. Love Philip Broberg. Oh, man. Mm. What a job they did getting Broberg and Holloway from Edmonton. These are two huge pieces to the team. And then Cam Fowler, steady as can be. And, of course, this always comes down to Jordan Binnington being great, and he is great. He is the face of the franchise. And not to mention a couple of other players who are going to jump in there. I think this Jimmy Snuggerud is the real deal. I mean, he has a just incredible shot, great attitude, solid four. I can see why they were so excited about him getting out of college and joining them finally. He is a great player. So I think the Blues have an exciting team. I think they're going to be a playoff team, and I think they're going to do some damage.
Okay. One last thing. Yesterday they were talking about the task force put together for the 2028 Olympics, and Los Angeles is a big part of the nationwide discussion now of what's going to happen. I think about the Olympics when I was younger. I got so excited over the Olympics. I thought it was so much fun. I don't have the same excitement. Do you think the Olympics are, they kind of jumped the shark in a way. Like, it, the glory years of the Olympics are over. People just lost interest in it.
I don't think that'll be the case this time around in the United States because it's here, because it's on our
LA,
soil.
Right?
Yeah. It's in LA. I remember being there in 84 when it was there. I was in Atlanta in 96. And both of those times, it was incredibly hyped. And I think that's what's going to happen. You're going to see a lot of our networks switch over to Olympic coverage and really hype it up. I think that'll be fueled by a lot of people out in LA. And I do think that's going to happen. Last year, the last Olympics were in Paris. That's a big city and everything, but it's overseas, time change and everything. When it's in the United States, I think it's a different deal. Not to mention, the World Cup is coming up next year on our soil. So
where you're gonna is that have
the hype all over the United States and North America.
They got a bunch of sites. Yeah.
So, yeah, the closest to us would be Kansas City. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Good to talk to you as always, big boy.
Thanks, Tom Ackerman. Appreciate you. KMOX Sports Director there, Tom Ackerman.
And I also appreciate that we have the rundown of where he went to school. I actually didn't. Hey, you know, I was a Parkway. I know Tom's leaving the studio. I was a Parkway kid, too. I went to Parkway West for high school. I didn't go to private school, but MICDS is a great school.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You don't think he gives Catholic school vibes?
I just laughed at that comment. I'm just trying to. I guess I could maybe see what you're talking about, but it's just funny that was what you thought of when you see Tom. You think Catholic school vibes? Is it look?
No, I would say demeanor. So I went to Catholic school, kindergarten through high school, and my parents sent me there. And keep in mind, back when I went to it, it was like maybe 10% of the cost of what it is today. It's ridiculous how much it costs to go to a private school. Mm-hmm. And it was because the school system we lived in was terrible.
Yeah.
So they decided that was the better option. And I'm glad I did it. It was really a good experience. But it was true. If you wanted to put a team on the field, every single boy would have to play in order to get a team. Because, you know, you had 18 in your class and you might have, you know, let's say, you know, half and half. If you got 9 kids that wanted to play, then you're doing pretty good.
I mean, some of the...
Just that's how it works.
I played lacrosse in high school, and I know this is different, but oh my gosh, those private school teams were amazing. Of course, they'd have the nice fields with all the AstroTurf. You know, our field at the public school was like, you know, bumpy, and I guess that had some advantages because we were used to playing on that type of terrain. But my gosh, they would whoop us. Like when we played MICDS, for example, the school he went to, they would crush us pretty much every time.
Yeah. This is the high school level you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the cross.
Yeah, I played soccer in high school. I was terrible, but I was just good enough to make the team.
There you go.
And I think part of it was I was the Rudy. Like, let's root for this guy.
It's a fantastic movie.
And I was just really not good at all. And in retrospect, I think back at it, and I shouldn't even played. I should have done other things.
I love that you're admitting this.
I didn't belong there. And I at the tail end, you know, I was getting a job, so I was working. I had a lot of friends doing fun stuff that way. And all my friends were outside of school for the most part because I made it through my work. A lot of people I hung out with were the people I worked with because we're that same age and we goofed around all day at the job and it was fun. And it was a continuation of that. I should have just invested more time in there. It would be like, you look at your portfolio and you're like, man, I'm making 9% in this one mutual fund, or I'm making 3% on this bond. I should be putting more money in this mutual fund. It was like that. I should have reallocated my
fund. Time. Yeah.
Yeah, looked at it more in that sense. All right, in other news coming up after the break, I'm Ryan Recker filling in 97.1 FM Talk.
You know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Ryan, my son's 2.5 years old, and he's at that age where he gets, you know, random bumps on his head and on his body, and it's like, okay, buddy, how'd you get that bruise this time? Mm-hmm. You know, what did you do? Well, this 6-year-old boy is going to have a bruise that I think a lot of people will not believe how he got it. So apparently this 6-year-old boy and his mom were visiting the San Antonio aquarium, and the boy was, I guess, leaning over one of the exhibits where there are octopus, these mm-hmm. giant Pacific octopus. And the octopus, they're saying that the aquarium says the octopus displayed typical curious behavior by touching and holding the child's arm. So it sounds like the octopus grabbed the child's arm, and obviously they were able to unwrap it, but the child had bruises all up and down his arm.
Are they sure they're not hickeys? They're actual bruises?
You know what? That's a question you have to ask.
They probably look like, I don't even know, are hickeys still a thing?
I'm sure they're still a thing. I got a hickey from an octopus?
Yeah, I wonder if it was something similar to that. It just looked like a bruise, or maybe what it would have been a hickey on an adult was a bruise on a child.
Well, by the way, they say that this is not a touch tank, because have you ever gone to these aquariums where they have the tank and, oh, you can touch these? This apparently was not among them, so the aquarium is very defensive about the octopus and says, hey, buddy, you leaned over the exhibit. You shouldn't have been doing that.
Yeah, just like the touch tank downtown at the aquarium there. You can go in there and reach in, and you have to wait for him to swim by, and you put the 2 fingers out and see. It's kind of fun like that. Did you see that Mel Gibson is going to make a couple of sequels to Resurrection of the Christ?
Yeah, this is awesome. So this is Passion of the Christ, the sequel,
Passion
right?
Of the
but
Christ,
it's
right.
They're calling it. Is it, what's it called again?
The
is
Resurrection of the Christ, and it's a 2-parter. So apparently, it was long enough where they're going to release them within a couple of months of each other. And the actor that portrayed Jesus in those movies, Jim Caviezel. Caviezel, that's how you say it, right? So apparently, production is scheduled to begin in the late summer of this year, and they're hoping to have it out by early 2027, and that's going to be a big deal. March and May are the 2 release dates on that one.
I'm super pumped about this. That's one of the movies it's really, really hard to watch, but it's one of those movies that my husband and I have talked about every year. We'd like to watch it, like around Easter or Christmas or something, just to remind ourselves about the true meaning of, you know, why we're celebrating that holiday. So TSA, I actually applaud what they're doing. They're adding a dedicated security line for families so that they can get through security faster. They want to enhance hospitality for families at the airport. They're calling it the Families on the Fly campaign. Mm-hmm. It's not being launched everywhere just yet. So there are some places that already have this. So the Orlando International Airport and the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Right now, those are the only two airports that allow this. But they are planning to expand it to other airports soon, which is pretty cool. So
yeah,
I guess you wouldn't have to be part of the whole TSA pre-check thing, but if you're a family, I don't know what age your kids have. You have like a teenager. Can you say that you'd like to go through the faster security line at the airport?
Oh,
what's the cutoff?
It's miserable to go through the security line when you have little kids. So you're in line, and luckily you don't have to take your shoes off anymore, but you have the little kids, and they're little antsy because they've been waiting in line for nothing. And then you get to the front of the line, and they got those big plastic bins. You're like, okay, take the belt off, get all the stuff out of your pockets, get the batteries out, you can lay this out over here, get this over here, and then they're shouting instructions to you. No, that doesn't go there. Get another bin, do that. And all at the same time, you're trying to watch your children to make sure they don't do something stupid.
Right.
And you're like, please don't have something in your pocket to set this off, and I don't want to delay this anymore. And then on the opposite side, the bins are still moving, and you're like, okay, I got to get the belt on. I got to get this in my pockets. I got to grab this and make sure this. And you're trying to keep an eye on your kids at the same time. It is so hard.
I know. It's stressful. It really is.
Yeah. Maybe not as stressful as being a security guard at a WNBA game lately. So another sex toy was thrown on the courts. Apparently, this one was a glow-in-the-dark. But not that it matters for the story. It's still gross and weird. But apparently, they're going to change the protocol at these events. And women are no longer allowed to bring purses and things in.
Oh, my gosh. You could shove that in your pocket. It. You don't have to have a purse to hide one of those things.
Okay,
right?
So let's say you're a guy and you have one of these things you're trying to hide so you can throw it on the court, and you're going through security. They're not allowed to like pat you down there, are they, to like test it?
I don't know. Oh my gosh. How would they even do? There's no way. Strip searching now before you go to a WNBA game.
Man, it's going to be like taking a flight. Yeah, they're going to put you through the X-ray, and you got to put your hands up, and they do that thing that spins around you to check to see.
Just stop bringing sex toys. What is the deal here? This is so dumb that people are wasting their time doing this. My gosh. All right, one last story. There was a really cute little 2-year-old female bear that had been seen. This was in northern Wisconsin, and it got a little like plastic jar stuck on, it's not little, I mean it's a big plastic jar, but it was stuck on its head. It was safely rescued over the weekend, but they think this bear traveled some 50 miles before it was first reported, and people were trying to trap the bear to get the you know, jug off its head and they couldn't do it, but thankfully they were. This past weekend on Sunday, they were able to actually trap it and remove the jar. They had to sedate the bear, but they were able to get it.
Oh,
there you go.
You know, that's how I get my kid to take shots.
Your kid, trap him and sedate him.
Kid. Yeah. Trap him, sedate him, and then go to the doctor real quick and catch up on
before the sedation wears
immunization.
Off.
Yeah. it's really the easiest thing to do. There's nothing like showing up to the pediatrician's office with a limp kid.
Here you go, doctor.
Hurry. Give him all the shots now. Catch him up. All right, you're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.